Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio, where today in Oakville, Ontario, it's an absolutely beautiful day. Sun is shining, the sky is crystal blue, and Spirit is in the house. So it's going to be a very interesting show. And I thought, you know, of course, my father, who is my main channel, would be here today. And I know Bradley, and there's many others that are here with us today, but it's because this is such an important topic that I know there's so many people that are waking up, and it's important to understand the difference between 3D, 4D, and 5D energies, because a lot of stuff that's out there in social media talks about going from 3D into 5D, and a lot of people forget about 4D. Like, what is 4D? And people are not really explaining what's truly taking place, because we're not going from 3D into 5D. We live in a 3D reality. We'll always live in a 3D reality. And going into 5D full and living there means you're actually in spirit. So, you know, people need to understand that we've been given this beautiful opportunity called the gift of life. And we're here to play the game of life, to learn lessons. And the energies are shifting now. And, you know, people are starting to notice this, like the 3D energies. I made a few posts today on Facebook. And you don't actually have to be a member of Facebook to look at my posts on my wall. So if you want to go to Facebook and look at Carrie Turcotte, and I have made a post with three pictures. And the first one is the Abraham Hicks scale. And I've always been drawn to Abraham Hicks. Abraham Hicks was a big part of my big awakening, you know, back in the days. And a lot of the way I channel works with the Abraham Hicks. And this is about people understanding that every single person on this planet is someone who's very unique, very special. Everyone has something to bring to the table. You know, it's almost like we are all this beautiful puzzle, and each one of us is a piece that's very unique. And I found it very interesting. Before I started the show today, I was guided to go on Facebook, and the first post that popped up was a post by Hay House with a saying, or a quote by John Holland, saying, "You are a soul that comes with a body, not a body that comes with a soul." So think about that. That allows you to understand that we are all connected. We are all created through energy, and every one of us is a unique soul that resides within a vessel or a body. And when you look at the Abraham Hicks, you know, the physical body itself is a 3D physical reality. It's a physical vessel. We live in a 3D reality here on planet Earth or Gaia. And what's happening is the energies are shifting here. And it's not that we're going into these energies like we're going somewhere. The energies are here within us for the taking, for you to be able to tap in. But in order to be able to tap in, you need to shift your vibrations. And that's why the Abraham Hicks is very important to understand that we are a soul that comes with a body. And with the body comes chakras, comes an aura, comes, you know, when you think about the mental field and the emotional field, this is where we're talking about Abraham Hicks, the emotional scale. So we are all going to go up and down. But what you want to learn is how to, you know, embrace, you know, if you turn around and you start to worry about something, do the worrying that you need to do and then pull yourself out of it, realizing that you don't want to live there. Okay, so when something takes place in your life and all of a sudden, like say you lose somebody, of course you're going to grieve. Okay, so you're a human being that comes with emotions. So you are going to go down into the lower 3D. But what happens a lot of times is people live there just due to circumstances. And of course you go up and down. There's even times where I self, well, I'll go down and still grieve my father because I miss the physical presence. Yes, we have a channel, but the physical presence isn't physically there. So I miss that. That's what this is what we're here to experience. It's this 3D reality. And it really upsets me when people are saying we're going into 5D. Well, we can't go into 5D and have this human experience. Like Gaia is not even functional in 5D because in 5D, it just is. That's where spirit hangs out. So how could Gaia, a living, breathing organism who provides shelter and life for all of us here, how could she go into 5D? She can't. So, you know, this is where I want people to understand that the energies are here for the taking to tap into. We live in a 3D reality in this physical vessel. And what's happening with the energy shifting, we're going up into the 40s and 50s where we're tapping in. Okay, so Gaia or Mother Earth is in the frequency of 4D. Okay, but what is residing on the vortex of energy swirling around her is 3D. Just stop and think about, you know, just, you know, I personally don't have a television in my home. I don't watch the news, but again, energetically, I can feel it. But there's people that get pulled into that they're not able to, like, if I see a post on Facebook and it triggers me in some way, I won't allow myself to get absorbed by that energy. I will observe it. And then I feel like if I have to say something, I'm going to ensure that I respond. I do not react. Because in the bigger picture, my friends, your words, your thoughts, and your feelings are all vibrations that you send out to the universe. You know, it's like a magic mirror. So whatever you throw out, the magic mirror will send back into your reality. So if you're living in 3D all the time, what will end up happening is the vibrations that you are vibing will go out to the universe and come back. And it was very interesting because Spirit also guided me to, you know, see a video about the law of attraction with 10 beautiful souls that are talking about their words of the law of attraction. So, you know, I feel that the spirits in the house today, because they really want to help you understand this a little deeper and give you the tools and give you these pictures and these posts to allow you to see this at a deeper level. The Abraham Hicks scale is beautiful. And you might find that maybe there's a vibration that you're feeling, which is not on the scale. You know what? Put your own there. Where do you think it would be on that scale? Right? So again, this is about the new. We're all moving into the new energies. No one has ever been here before. We've never, in the history of history, ever gone from living in a 3D vessel and being able to shift and tap into the energies of the 4D and the 5D. Which is, again, that's the zero point field, the zero point frequency. That's where spirit hangs out. So, you know, and I know this is a medium, and that's why it upsets me when people say we're going into 5D world. No, we're not. You know, this is, we've been given this beautiful gift called life. Again, they want me to say this, that, you know, we can go outside and we can breathe the fresh air and we can, like, I was out earlier and I was like, wow, just sitting on the front porch and just allowing the sun and pulling in the prana and saying, wow, this is just, you know, embrace the moment, live life like a sunset, like they always say, you know, because when you live life like a sunset, you don't have expectations or assume what's going to take place. You're living in the moment. Because if you have expectations, what ends up happening when that time comes around, you're going to be disappointed because it didn't happen the way you thought it was going to happen. Again, that's the ego. That's the thoughts. And I'm not going to get into that right now because we are coming up to a commercial break in a few minutes. So, you know, when we're shifting, you know, I say that, you know, we've got the tuning forks and I'll get into that in the next section as well. But, you know, we want to live in the frequency or align with 4D. We want to be positive. We want to have belief. We want to be optimistic and hopeful. You know, this is about being content with life and just living in the moment. And then there's those times where you turn around and you shut off the mind or quiet the mind. And it could be anything. It could be going for a walk. It could take a sea salt bath. It could be listening to music. You know, allow your soul to guide the way with this. But it's going to allow you to live in that frequency of love, you know, to be able to feel that joy, that passion. And again, we don't live there. You bring that in and you channel it down. And you bring it into your 4D energies where you want to be aligned, which is the heart chakra. And then, you know, there's times where, again, we go into these 3D vibrations. But again, that's a human experience. We're here to learn lessons, and they're never going to go anywhere. So when people say we're going from 3D to 5D, you can't take 3D vibrations to 5D. So again, if we're here to have a human experience with a human body that actually comes with emotions, how could we possibly go from 3D to 5D? We cannot, my friends. So, you know, I just want you guys to absorb this when we go to commercial break, just knowing that we are in such beautiful times, even though it's so chaotic and hectic out there in the world. And it's because people are waking up. And in order to wake up, you got to go through the dark to get to the light. And a lot of people are finding the way to the light now. And they're starting to understand there's more to this. Like, what is going on within me? So Spirit is really happy that a lot of people have joined us today. They're gathering in my home right now and they're just saying, you know, we are all beautiful souls that are here together to bring peace, love, joy, happiness, vitality, abundance to all on this planet. And we have the ability to do this together. When you start to realize that, yes, we have this physical body that can allow us to create this magic, but at a soul level, feel that love and feel the ripple effect of all, knowing that together we can make a difference on this planet because Gaia is already in 4D. How beautiful is that? She can't go into 5D, so she's going to stay in 4D, my friends. But again, you can go outside and you can take a deep breath, fresh air. And you can feel positive about that. You know, it allows you to be like, oh, I'm just being right now. And that's a good place to be. So when we get back, we're going to go a little bit deeper on certain words that you cannot take into 5D. And I want to talk a little bit about the tuning fork as well. So again, just take a look at this Abraham Hicks. Really understand how we are emotional beings and how we go up and down. And you want to be able to keep yourself in alignment in 4D. And then there's times where you go and you tap into 5D and channel that energy down. And then there's times where you go into 3D and you want to be able to pull yourself out. You don't want to live there. So stay tuned, my friends. Think about that. And I'll be right back after the commercial break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I am speaking about 3D, 4D, and 5D energies, and just allowing people to understand this in a very simple way. Please know that with myself and my channel, I've been doing the Vibe Report now for about 3 years, and we make things very simple. We don't make things complex, because life is complex as it is. So, you know, we like to have fun knowing that singing, laughing, and dancing are some of the easiest ways to raise your vibrations. You know, you go outside and connect with the universe and Gaia. And, you know, this is where they want to intertwine with regards to that every single person here on this planet is a tuning fork. So this is an easy way for people to understand that are new. Again, we keep it very simple at the Vibe Report that there are the collective and there are those that are in divine union who are on a sacred journey back to one, which are better known as the twins. If you don't know what twins are, please, again, don't allow your vibrations to drop into the worry zone. Just stay aligned. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. But if you are in divine union, just know that you are a tuning fork within a tuning fork because you are of the same frequency. Okay. But when you reincarnated here, you came in your own vessel or body, and so did twin. Okay, so that's where you see the two tuning forks within the big tuning fork. Now, twins vibrate at a much higher frequency than the collective, and that's why I'm showing in a larger tuning fork here. So we are able to align in 5D very easily simply because of the vibrations that we have at a soul level. And everyone on this planet has the ability to be able to tap in to one soul because that's your psychic ability. And that's a birth gift that every single person on this planet is given, that you have the ability to go within yourself and tap into your psychic abilities and feel your way through this new earth to where we're going. Because again, we've never been through this before, my friends. So, you know, that's why I tell people, take a deep breath. You know, it's kind of like we're the blind leaving the blind right now because we need to feel our way to where we're going because, again, we've never been in these energies before and we don't even know really what truly 4D magic is because we haven't been here long enough. So this is stuff where Spirit is saying you want to allow yourself to live in the moment as much as possible, okay? Because when you're living in the past, you get depressed. When you live in the future, you can get anxiety and have panic attacks. So my bird is starting to, that's how you know the spirits are really filling up in my house right now. So by living in the moment, you can hear spirit when they come knocking, knock, knock, knock. You can hear my dad, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. You know, we love to play with music at the Vibe Report. Carrie's always singing in the Vibe Report. So this allows you to be there so spirit can bring this magic to you. Because if you're living in the past or if you're living in the future, when they come knocking, you're not available, right? So that's when the boys come in and take control of you. And we'll get about that in a minute. So, you know, they're saying here, when you look at your tuning fork, see yourself as this tuning fork. And again, every single person is a tuning fork. And again, if you're a twin, you're a tuning fork within a tuning fork. You share the same frequency, okay? So when one is in alignment with, you know, life and living in 4D, their tuning fork is in alignment, right? When you go into those 3D vibrations, it's like you're going higher up on the prong where a fear dart, and you start shaking back and forth. And before you know it, your whole life is consuming. You're wigging out of control. And spirit is saying that's where they want you to be able to go outside and just connect with Gaia, connect with Mother Earth, because she is in the frequency of 4D. So every piece of grass, every tree, every flower, you know, every animal, they're all in 4D already, my friends. That's why it's so important to spend time outside and just enjoy the beauty that we have all around us, knowing that together, if we're, you know, out there vibing love, then what do you think that's going to happen? It's going to start to shift this crazy vortex of 3D that is surrounding her right now. And it's so easy to get sucked into that. You know, again, it could be, it depends on your circumstances. What are you dealing with right now? You know, a lot of people are going through such great healing as they're waking up. And again, we're not breaking free, my friends. We are a soul that came with a body. The soul is being healed. It's not breaking free. So it's a process. It doesn't, you just don't go wake up one day, hey, I woke up, you know, and, you know, you come to the Jack in the Box and people think they're, you know, it's, people come out and they just see things in a different way, but it's a process. And people who jump into things too differently, like too fast, they go into information overload and they burn out. And my right ear just went, nee. So how many of you have gone into information overload and actually gone back to sleep? It's not that you're going back to sleep, going back to where you started. It's that you're going back and you're not using the tools that you've been given to be able to keep yourself awake, to be able to live in the moment and enjoy this. And if you're new to Vibe Nation Radio, you can go to my website, carrieturcotte.com, and roll over home, and you'll see Vibersize. And Vibersizes are exercises to help your vibrations to get shifting. And do the Pondo in my head exercise. That's really helpful for people. Again, there is a second part to it, but I haven't had the chance to get to it, but I will soon. Those that know about the second part are the people that need to know about it. So if you're new, don't worry about it. Part two is going to take some time before you even get there. So again, just know that we're shifting from a 3D matrix energy. Okay, so yes, Gaia is here. We're 3D. This is like a hologram, an illusion we've created, but it's physical. And we're shifting into the 4D with Gaia, per se. So she's helping us. So just, you know, when you walk outside, see every strain of grass as a tuning forest. There's thousands of them out there, my friends. See them singing to you. It's really cool when you can actually stop and just quiet the mind and just let go of the illusion. Close your eyes and just see it as energy. Knowing that we're all connected, and Gaia is here to help us as much as we're here to help her. You know, when you go out and you grind, can't believe that just came out of my mouth. When you go out and actually ground with Gaia, then you are sending her love and she's sending love back. I tell people, you know, go in and get connected with a tree, you know, and put your hands on it. You don't need to go hug the tree. And if you don't want to, like, put your hands on it, sit down and put your back against it. Get connected with the tree. Go down and ground yourself to the Gaia, into the middle of Mother Earth, and just feel the energy going up and down between you and her, right? And once you get aligned with that, then start sending the energy out through your chakras, out through your crown, and connect with the cosmos. Because as crazy as the energy seems right now, sorry, spirit's coming in really strong because I'm starting to get a little gassy here. The energy of Gaia itself is very much 3D is what they're trying to say. But we have the ability to work with Gaia and be in 4D to be able to channel the 5D, because you can't tap in and channel in 5D higher self energy when you're living in 3D. It's not possible. You're too far away. You can go in there for like a second or two or three, but you're not going to be able to stay there because your mind is too yappity. You got the boys and the monkeys just going to town in your head. So again, this is a process that takes time. So, you know, don't feel like when people are like, woohoo, we're going here, we're going there, this is happening, that's happening. You're like, whoa, wait a second, I'm still way back here. There is no wrong or right to this process. Again, we haven't been through this before. So how can somebody say that your experience, your own personal unique soul experience, which is a sacred journey back to one for all of us, regardless if you're a twin or not, we are all finding our way back to one, knowing that we are one on an energetic level, but we've been programmed and we have been conditioned to think otherwise. And that's where the boys come in. And, you know, that's the ego. And the reason why, again, at the Vibe Report, when I talk about the reason why I call them the boys is because there's many different aspects to the actual ego. And, you know, again, life is not very easy for a lot of people right now. I get that. So that's why we like to have fun. So we're not going to say, oh, guess what? Your ego's coming out and really getting the best of you. They're like, no, the boys are coming out to play, my friends. Be aware, right? And the boys is the reason why they call it the boys is because it's a masculine energy. Because when you go into 3D vibrations, what happens? That's pain, worry, sorrow, fear, doubt. You know, this is where all this energy lies. So we like to have fun. And the ego is broken down into three sections in the Vibe Report. So the overall for all of them is called the boys. Then we break it down into Mr. Ego and his tribe. And he hangs around with people like Mr. Procrastination, Mr. Assumption, Mr. Fear Monster, Mr. Anxiety, you know, Mr. My dad is going a little nuts in my head right now. You know, fear, hope, you know, Mr. Hopeless comes out and then, oh my gosh, and then you turn around and you crawl into bed with Mr. Sad and Lonely, he says. And then Mr. Regret shows up. So again, these are all vibrations of the ego that's controlling this. And most of this is, where is it coming from? It's coming from past experience, right? So, you know, then you've got the 5W clan, and that's the who, what, where, why, when, and how. Okay, so again, that's 3D, like who's going to do this? When is it going to happen? How's it going to happen? Why are we doing this? You know, how many times a day do you say this kind of stuff? Again, that's ego. But do you allow ego to go even deeper and really start to question it, to say, oh, but you know what? You know, I'm going to have an anxiety attack now because I really don't know what's going down next week. And I really need to know what's going on. I need to know what's going on. I need to know what's going on. And they're saying that this is where people start to lose that, that if you go into the 5W clan, chances are you're bringing along Mr. Ego and his tribe to join them. But then you've got the word posse. And this gets everyone. These are your words. You know, Mr. Couldn't, shouldn't, would've. You know, the could've, would've, should've's. This is the someday, maybes, but, maybe, you know, can't, don't, couldn't. You know, these are words that we have been conditioned to use. Like, you know, here we are, we've got can't. Well, in 5D, can't be used. It's can. You know, we know can. We go to school and we learn about the apostrophe T's, right? Same thing with do. I'm going to do this. And they're like, well, do now becomes don't, put an N apostrophe T. You know, could now becomes an apostrophe D, couldn't. So you need to understand that these are also different terminologies, or the way you can look at that. A 3D word cannot be used in 5D. So how many times a day have you should, I can't do this, you know, we can't do that, we don't have enough money, maybe someday we'll be able to do this. When's this going to take place? How's it going to happen? Are you sure we got enough money? Are we sure we got enough time? Not really sure about this. Again, be realistic, my friends. This is life. You know, you're not walking around going, no, 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 you know, jumping over rainbows with unicorns. And yes, you can go there for a while and it feels blissful, but you can't live there. Right? But this, we're here to learn life, and we've given this beautiful opportunity to learn. And when you start to understand that we are here to learn lessons, and you start to work on self, and you go within, and you start to realize, you know what, the boys are really getting the best of me right now. Again, we're human. That's what comes with the soul in this body that we have. So again, I want people to understand, I'm not trying to put anybody else down there at all with their teachings, but you know what? We have to be realistic that this is a 3D reality that's got the opportunity to tap into 5G plus energy. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back after this commercial break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I have been speaking about the difference between 3D, 4D, and 5D, just allowing people to understand a little deeper in a very simple and easy way how we are shifting as, you know, it's not just humans, it's everything. Every organism on Gaia is going through this process. So, you know, if you see somebody who's still not truly awake, just let them be. Everyone is going to wake up in their own divine timing. You know, you can't try and push this on somebody, because somebody who's asleep, they're going to think you're a wingding. Just let them be, you know. So it's, they want to go a little bit deeper about the words that's going to bring us back into these tuning forks. That, again, they want you to understand that the universe is like a magic mirror. So when you're throwing out to the universe that you can't do this, guess what? The vibration comes back to you and says, okay, so you can't do it. One of the words that I highly recommend that you do not use is remove the word hate. I don't even like to say it. Remove that from your vocabulary. Use dislike, don't like, don't, you know, I really, really, really despise. Okay, there's other ways to say it where your frequency is not going to go down into like the deep of the 3D, you know, swamp. You know, you're going to go down a little bit, but you're not going to go down to the bottom. So again, this is, you know, again, you're going to be saying like, we're not in a time where we're going to say, I love everything. I love everything about everybody and everybody, because people don't even understand the law of allowing, never mind living it. That's a whole new different, that's a whole new other Vibe Nation Radio. But, you know, this is where people need to understand that when you use those words, it will bring that into your life. It's like when people say the word problem, another word I do not like to use. It's not. It's an issue, a concern, or a situation. You know, allow, like, I have an issue. Because when you say to the universe, I got an issue, and you're vibing it, and you're feeling it, and you're thinking it, guess what? They can throw you another issue that can help resolve the issue that you're dealing with. How beautiful is that? This is how this magic works. They work with us through our feelings, through our vibrations. So, you know, one thing I love that Jim Carrey said in one of his speeches to the university, I'm sure a lot of you have probably seen that already, but when he talks about the word hope, and this is something to talk about greatly in the Vibe Report, that hope is a 4D vibration. Okay, so if everybody on this planet lived in hope, we would be in a really good place. You know, like if people really hoped and really believed that, yes, but when you hope, a lot of people get caught up in the vibration of fear, worry, or doubt, right? So in his speech, he was saying that, you know, it's not, I hope, I know I'm worthy of this. And when you're trying to bridge over, just say I'm working towards. It's something very simple you can say. Don't say I need to do this. I'm working towards this. So you don't beat yourself up along the way and the boys show up and say, oh yeah, you still need to do that. You still haven't done that. You haven't gotten off your ass yet. You know, and it's spirit is trying to say, again, you have to have fun, that the boys are going to come in and say that to you. But again, you physically need to do that. This is why you got the physical body, 3D body. This is what we live in. We're not going into 5D. My dad's like, he'd be Casper the Friendly Ghost, like just like me. So, you know, again, we want to have fun here. So when you think about when you look at your tuning fork, right? And if you can keep yourself in alignment in 4D as much as you possibly can, yes, you're going to go up to 3D and you can tap into 5D. But again, you don't want to live either way. You want to live in 4D, right? So when you look at the tuning forks and you see the twin aspect, please know, again, what happens with twins. If one twin is up in 3D, wigging right out, what will and the other one's over in 4D going la-di-da-da, tapping into 5D, there's something that takes place, which I call the flips, and we've been talking about this probably for about at least a year on the Vibe Report, where the energy between the twins flip so that the one that is in already in alignment with the 4D energies and 5D energies can help shift the vibrations of the other twin that's wigging out in 3D, right? But you take on that, and it's just like all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're la-di-da-da, and all of a sudden you start to have an anxiety attack. You're like, whoa, what's going on? I know that's not Carrie. So I turn on some music or I go outside and, you know, I just work my way through this. Right. But this is something again, but this is also a gift, my friends. A lot of people might think this is crazy, but you know, again, we are crazy. We decided to come down here as twins. So, you know, you got to be crazy to go through this journey. And it's about bringing the wisdom and knowledge of the two together. So when you go into that flip, maybe you're not in a good place. And all of a sudden, you know, twins having a la-di-da day, and all of a sudden they start wigging out about something and they don't realize where it's coming from, right? And realizing that really they're helping you too. So, you know, again, you need to see that, yes, this is a sacred journey back to one, that you are oneness, but there is duality when it comes to the actual physical bodies because you are two different vessels. So, again, both are here to have their own reality. If the frequency of the bigger tuning fork is going out of whack, both will feel it. Okay, that's why one twin can't be wigging out for too long because the bigger tuning fork can't take it. And that's the alignment with God. And God's like, you're here to light up the planet, get your shit together. You know, so they throw you into these crazy flips. So they're just saying here that, you know, again, keep yourself in 4D. And if you're not a twin, don't worry about it. You work the same way. You just don't have somebody else where you're flipping energies back and forth. Okay, so really, you've got the easier journey. And I say this because I am a twin, so I understand this. So, you know, and I say that to people all the time that, you know, don't be a wannabe, because the twins actually have a very, very important role here on this planet. We're here on a mission, and we're here to help to shift the vibrations on this planet from 3D into 4D and tap into 5D. We're here to teach people how to do this. That's why we have such a large tuning fork. So that's why we vibrate at a much higher frequency. But again, not every twin is meant to come together with their other twin to create magic. A lot of people are doing it on their own, or they're doing it with soulmates. But do know that if you and twin are meant to come together and help shift these vibrations on this planet, you're going there to teach. What are you going to do to help shed the light? What are you bringing to the table? And what's twin bringing to the table with the wisdom and knowledge that you can actually create magic? But knowing that when you come together and you're in that frequency, it's going to unlock the soul memories of that which you already know to start to create and start to teach the new. And again, we're all going through this. We've all got the ability to tap into our higher selves and unlock soul memories that have been dormant for eons, you know, and it's because of the darkness. And this is why, you know, people need to understand you're not just clearing the lower vibrations from the lifetime here now. You're clearing it from all your lives since we've been in these lower vibrations again, which is eons, lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes. And a lot of people said, you know what, if this is the last time I can go through this crazy stuff, guess what? Bring it on. You know, let's go and really become that powerful soul. And that's why so many people decided to reincarnate at the same time for the twins. It's like usually one stays in spirit, one comes down here, and yes, you have lifetimes together, but it always works out that the dark took over and, you know, either one or both of you got, you know, killed. So we're here to bring this knowledge and wisdom together so we can tap into the wisdom and knowledge that lies within the soul from past lives when we were in higher frequencies. But again, in order to be able to tap into it, we got to be in alignment within it. We have to be able to tap into it. So this is why they're saying, take your time to do this. Like, don't go out and try and meditate for 2 hours if you just woke up. It's simply not possible. Most people can't shut the monkeys off for more than 5 minutes. So, and this is just normal. So again, I don't want people to feel that, oh my gosh, I'm in 3D. Now you understand, go outside, connect with Gaia. She's in 4D. She'll help bring you down. I truly will. You know, there's also, they're saying that because the energy is between 3D, 4D and 5D, they're all here for the taking. 3D, 4D, 5D plus energy. So it's not that they're like somewhere else and we have to go and get them. They're right here in your reality that you're able to tap into once you start to raise your own frequencies, because you got to be able to align with those frequencies. And they're saying is as people are shifting, you're going to start to notice that it's no longer 6 degrees of separation. It's 1 or 2 degrees of separation. And this is happening a lot for a lot of people because it's pulling you together with your soul family. You know, you've come in, you've had karmic relations for a reason to wake up, to be able to heal them, to be able to break free of these karmic relationships from past lives that are no longer serving you any purpose, that you're healing this. And as you're doing this, it's pulling other soul family members that are doing the same, because again, we're all made out of energy. It just depends. Just see yourself as a department. What department are you hanging out? Hanging out in 3D department? Are you hanging out with the 4D department? Are you hanging out in the 5D? And again, if you're hanging out in 5D, you're just going in to hang out for a little bit and then you're coming back. You can't stay there. You know, again, that's why they say don't, you know, listen to deep meditation or, you know, bind your beats and stuff. Like, you don't listen to that in the car or do a deep meditation while you're driving, because you can't physically be functional or handle machines. Again, here I am. My channel's on full swing right now. I'm sure you guys are all hearing this. Could I get up and actually go out and drive my car right here, right now? No. I need to come down now to planet Earth. So I'm going to go outside and I'm going to ground myself. So, you know, just realize that we're coming into some pretty crazy energies. And the message that I'm going to give is going to be about this after the commercial break, because there's just so much going on. But you need to understand that it starts with you and it ends with you. You are this beautiful being of light. You are this beautiful soul. You know, like I said, the post that came in that John Holland had, that you are a soul that comes with a body, not a body that comes with a soul. So think about that and realize that you're here to have this beautiful soul experience with this physical vessel, right? And then you turn around and you see the Abraham Hicks law of attraction. And you see the video that I posted about that. And you see the video, you know, the post that I did today. Like, please use this to help you on this journey. That's what the Vibe Report is all about. I help people navigate through the energies. And the graph that you guys see there, I'll get into it after the commercial break. But this is stuff that I channeled last month. And they gave me May and June vibe charts. And they gave me a sneak peek into June as well. So I gave that information to those that are a part of the Vibe Report. And it allows them to prepare. It's just a sneak peek, but it allows you to say, okay, this is going down, that's going down. And allows you, if you're very gold or somebody who needs to work from a schedule and you're really busy, you might find during that time, it would be really, you know, profitable, or maybe, you know what, you might not want to do it at that time. So anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back and we'll get into what's coming up, this energy cluster that we're in. Stay tuned.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Okay, that's really crazy. Sorry about that, my friends. Here I am. Spirit did something to my phone. I went on to mute for some reason, and so now I'm back. And I was just saying that this is the time of the show where I start to talk about the energies of this upcoming week. And Spirit really wants me to talk about what I've been talking about in the Vibe Report, because we are in a very extreme energy cluster right now, is what we call them. And it starts today, and it goes to the 21st. And what is happening with this energy cluster is the energy is going to allow your root chakra or your base chakra to ground with Gaia, Your crown is going to allow you to connect with higher self, and your heart chakra is going to align with the two of them. So this is allowing you to truly tune your tuning fork in 4D, because the heart chakra is in 432 hertz, which resides in 4D. Okay, so there's great opportunity for people to really get a grounding of where they're going now. And there's going to be a lot of opportunities that are going to allow you to shift and feel rich about yourself. This is about a financial richness, knowing that you are worthy of living a life filled with peace, joy, happiness, abundance, love, whatever. But again, we have to be realistic and live in the whatever, live in your reality that you are. But this is where you need to turn around and send out snapshots, which is, again, part of the vibra sizes on my website, that send those vibrations out to the universe where your words, your thoughts, and your feelings are in match. Go there for about 30 seconds and just throw out this beautiful vibration of you already being there and feeling it and speaking it. Okay, because most people, when they do co-creating, they don't have the dynamic atrial in play. Their words and thoughts and their feelings are not matching. So the universe is getting three different reflections and sending them back in three different ways. So, you know, this is where spirit is saying that you have this opportunity to really align with who you are and detach from the lower vibrations that are holding you back by healing them. Again, we're not breaking free from them, we're healing them. And they're saying this is going to allow you to break free from those lower vibrations that are those, let's say, rotten roots, they're saying. You're pulling them out, the weeds, right? And they're saying what's going to happen is going to allow fresh growth to take place. And they're saying that within this cluster, why it's so powerful, because it's all about sharing the love, right? So this is about going out there and giving that smile, or going out and giving a tree a hug, or, you know, spending time with your family and just appreciating the moment that you have. Because again, my friends, the past is done, gone. Future, not promised. So this is why living life like a sunset is so important, that you throw out the vibrations to the universe so they understand. So when you have a beautiful moment, I tell people, bottle that up and remember that moment. Because we don't remember dates and times, usually, unless it's a special occasion. We remember moments. So if you have one of those beautiful moments, bottle it up. If you have to write it out and put it in a jar, do it. Knowing that when you have one of those moments that the boys are coming out and they're really getting the best of you, you can go back and you can bring yourself back to that moment where you felt beautiful, blissful. And it's going to allow that for the universe to say, ah, now we know what she desires. So she gets back in the moment and deals what she needs to deal with. But before you know it, spirit goes, knock, knock, knock. And guess what? It's that vibration you threw at them that they've now thrown back at you, to say, here it is in 4D magic that you didn't even know existed. Again, because we haven't experienced 4D in the way that we're going, my friends. We're all new. We're all little babies. We've just been rebirthed. So this is important to understand, that the words, your thoughts, your feelings, you cannot just go and go from 3D reality into 5D. It's simply not possible. So go a little deeper and understand that connection of 5D, that God source energy that lies within all of us and whoever your God is. Right? And know that you have the ability to tap into your clairs, you know, your psychic abilities, your clairaudio, your clairsentia, your clairvoyancy. There's so much that has been given to us as a gift within this soul. And spirit is saying, during this energy cluster, find that gift within yourself, knowing that you're worthy of it. Feel that self-wealth and connect with Gaia and the cosmos and align it in your heart chakra to allow the growth to take place. How beautiful is this? This is about the new. They're saying, relight that flame within inside you. Let it light up. Knowing that next week, on the 22nd, my friends, we go into something that I call the drop zone. And I'm not going to get too deep into this right now, because I'm going to come back. I've been guided to come back next week to get deeper into what's taking place in June, because June is a very powerful month, according to what I've channeled with the Vibe Report. So, and again, the Vibe Report is for anyone. It's not referring to those in divine union anymore. The channel has shifted. Yes, those that are in divine union get messages because they're a tuning fork within a tuning fork. But then those that are collective, they get their messages as the tuning fork. Again, we all have our own tuning fork. The only difference is that one has got an exact frequency to the other, and with soulmates, you do not. You're in the frequency within that cluster. That's why it's so beautiful, but you're not an identical frequency. That's what divine union is. So we're going into this drop zone that everyone's going to feel, but it's very unique and very different. And then it's going to lead us into June, where we got some crazy energy clusters going on. We even got a shit cluster coming in. So, you know, this is something that I want to be able to align people with so they understand where they're coming from, so they can keep their tuning fork in place. And to know that we're all in this together. No one escapes this. You know, these are the cosmic energies that are going on. This is the energy within Gaia. We're all getting pulled into all of this in all many different places. So don't beat yourself up if all of a sudden you find yourself having a meltdown. You know, just stop and ask yourself, is this myself? Is this, you know, if you're in divine union, is this twin? If you are in a soulmate relationship, is this the people around me? Or is this a Gaia energy? Right? So again, you'd be surprised if you quiet the mind, you might realize that the boys that you're dealing with truly aren't your boys. They're the boys that have been hanging out with someone else that you live with, and they've now become your boys because you keep allowing that person to allow the boys to be topic of conversation, right? And again, when people start to get into the past, my friends, you don't want to go there into a beautiful point or a memory and then go into the darkness that happened before or after it or whatever. This is something that people do a lot. Again, we're retraining the brain. And in the new, you've got to believe it and able to see it. We've been programmed to you've got to see it to believe it. Well, that's simply not the case. So again, be kind on yourself this week. Don't beat yourself up, knowing that this energy cluster is here for all for the taking. This is beautiful energy for as long as you're in alignment with your as long as your tuning fork is in alignment and you're in 4D the bulk of the time. Again, we're not superstars here. We're here to learn lessons. Okay, so when you drop into 3D, go there. If you have to have a boo-hoo or scream, yell, or carry on, or do what you need to do, do it. But don't live there. Get it out and then get back into 4D. Okay, because what you just experienced is in the past, so it doesn't matter anymore. It's the moment that matters. Right. So again, this is a way we're going to have to train ourselves. All of us. Again, none of us have been here before. No one really knows where we're going or how this is all going to play out. But together, if we start to work on self, knowing that we are a tuning fork, that when we're all in alignment with Gaia and we're vibrating at a 4D vibration, tapping into 5D, just think of the beautiful magic that we could create on this planet. So, you know, take the time to go out and focus on peace, harmony, you know, shelter for all. Like everyone is living in harmony, there's peace. It only takes a couple of minutes, my friends. And at the end of the day, if we all took a couple of minutes every single day, a couple of minutes, I'm not asking you to do hours, a couple of minutes, break it up. Do it in the morning when you wake up. Do it when you're in the shower. You know, when you're outside at lunch or when you go home or whatever, take the time to go outside and be grateful for this beautiful place called Mother Earth. We're here to have a beautiful experience. And we're not leaving and going into 5D. You know, we can't do that. I don't understand why people are so quick to get out of this place and get into 5D. So again, I want you to realize we've got this beautiful 3D reality. We are a 3D reality. We've created this matrix. We were chosen and we agreed to come here. We agreed to be part of the shift, be part of the light. And anyone listening to my show is probably a light worker. And there's lots of twins that follow this. And again, we're here on a mission. Regardless if you're in mission with twin or if you're on solo missions, we're here to help Gaia and help shift the vibrations of love. So remember this week, that because they're saying this is a big week for sharing the love. And if you're sharing the love, believe me, I can hear my dad. Knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Opportunity. You know, so make sure you're available for this when it comes in. And know that I will come back and get deeper into what's coming up in the end of this month and next. But remember, when I channel the Vibe Report, I channel for 45 minutes to an hour every time I make a post. So I have hours and hours and hours of videos that I have to consume into a very short period of time, like 48 minutes. So I'm only going to be able to give you the snippets, like the sneak peeks, so you guys can understand where we're going so you can guide yourself. Again, I'm here to help you navigate through the energies of New Earth, to be able to allow you to experience. It's just like I'm telling you what's coming down energetically, but your experience is unique. and you will experience it the exactly same way that you are supposed to experience. So, you know, that's why I love doing the Vibe Report, because it allows everyone to have their own year. I'm not telling people what to do. It's kind of like I can see my dad. It's like I'm on a slippery, slidey water ride right now, and I'm just guiding the way, going, let's ride the waves, people. This is the way we're going, so be prepared. You know, we've got this going down. You know, everyone's known for a while about what's coming down the pipeline, so use the power this week. And I look forward to seeing you all next week. And remember, you are the light. Share the love, because it's all about sharing the love. Have a great day, my friends, and I'll see you next week on Vibe Nation Radio.